Sarah Jane Makwala King
on Cape Talk
every weekend morning.
It's almost 3.5 years since the passing of beloved South African musician Johnny Clegg, but a new song has just been released by his son Jesse, featuring the voice of the local legend and multi-award winning South African vocalist Msaki. It's called Hoping for a Miracle. Beautiful. And Jesse joins me on the line now to tell us about it. Hi Jesse, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you very much indeed. Listen, what inspired you to produce this particular piece of music and get behind this project?
Well, I think, you know, when somebody passes, you know, a relative or brother or sister or whoever it might be, I think there's a natural instinct for the family to, you know, celebrate their memory and celebrate their legacy and the things they left behind. And, you know, in my father's case, he had such a beautiful, rich body of work. And so, you know, I've almost felt like it was my duty to keep his music alive and to keep reimagining it and keep bringing it into new spaces and new places. And so this has been something that I've wanted to do for a while now. And you know, when we did the tribute concert for my father earlier this year at Emerentia in Joburg, we, you know, me and my manager were just discussing it, and we thought let's try do something a little bit different. Instead of covering one of his songs, let's try take a number of his songs and reimagine something. So we have something that's actually new of his that can come out, and you know, we can combine these songs in a new way, a new interesting way, reimagine them in a sort of more contemporary production, but still keep all the nostalgia and, you know, the timelessness of those songs intact. So it was just really trying to bring the songs into a sort of a reimagined space, but also kind of keep the core and the beauty of what my father wrote.
We're gonna hear the track at the end of the show, and as you say, it's new, but it's still going to sound familiar. And then let's talk about Msaki, who features also on the track, and just tell us a little bit about why you were inspired for her, or wanted her to be involved in the project and inspired by her work.
I think Msaki is one of the rare songwriters who has this amazing ability to tell stories in her songs, you know, and she's a very thoughtful lyricist and songwriter, and she has this beautiful sort of sincerity in her music, which actually reminded me of my dad a little bit. And I didn't actually know Msaki before this project, but I loved her music, and I just thought that she just had the most amazing quality to her voice and to her music that just resonated with me, and resonated, I think, with a lot of what my dad was as a songwriter. And so I just called her out of the blue, and I just said, would you like to do this? And I, you know, she couldn't have been more respectful and excited, and she just brought such reverence to what we were trying to do. And you know, I think she really nailed it. Like, her voice is so beautiful and so unique. And she, you know, she was a huge fan of my father. She'd been listening to him since a child. So it was really just one of those beautiful kind of collaborations where the chemistry is right. Mm. You know, the emotional gravity of what we were trying to do, she totally got it. And I was just so happy that, like, you know, I found someone that really got what we were trying to do. So, yeah, I think just it was really just from artist to artist, just recognizing another person's work and just being a fan.
Tell me, when you grow up with somebody like Johnny as your father and so iconic, is there a feeling that you are having to share that person sort of with the rest of the world and also their music too? How have you sort of navigated that over the years?
Well, I think it's changed since he's passed.
Right.
I mean, I think, you know, when he was around, you know, you share the person, but he's there to share it with you.
Yeah.
You know, and you can watch as he, you know, writes new music, and you know, the connection is so organic and so real, and it just feels like this beautiful thing, and you're watching someone, you know, live out their career and their dream. And, you know, for me as a musician, you know, I have my own career, and I, you know, he was a role model for me.
Yeah.
But I think since his passing, I have felt a different kind of responsibility where it was more about you know, a celebration and a remembering, and trying to you know, keep that fire burning in a way.
Mm.
And so we've done the tribute concert. You know, we released his autobiography posthumously, which he finished just before he passed.
Mm.
You know, there's multiple legacy projects that me and my family are getting behind and supporting, because it's just, I think it's important that South Africa remembers their heroes. And, you know, the thing that my dad stood for was a very important message in South Africa back then, and maybe even more so now.
Yeah.
There's a responsibility to my father, and also to the principles that he stood for the rest of us, for the community. So it's an honor, and it's a duty, and I take that on with deep pride and reverence.
As I said, Jesse, we're going to hear "Hoping for a Miracle" in just a second. It's available for download on all digital platforms. You are also going to be touring this festive season. Tell us about some of the dates and venues where your fans can come and see you.
Yeah, so I've got a big national tour coming up in December, and it is pretty much all over the country. But I will be in and around Cape Town from the 19th of December until the 31st. So all my dates are on jessieclegg.com. So I'll be playing all over the place. And, it's going to be great to be out on the road again. You know, I think after COVID, everyone is itching to get out there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Listen, we can't wait to welcome you back to the Mother City. It's going to be great to have you. I hope you have a wonderful, healthy and happy festive. And let's take a listen to this track. I've heard it. It's great. It's "Hoping for a Miracle," Johnny Clegg and Umzaki. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.